This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued its military operations in Gaza on Monday, with northern Gaza showing signs of widespread destruction. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip, after Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, killing civilians. Around 1,200 people died and 240 were dragged to Gaza as hostages, according to Israel's tally, in the deadliest day in its 75-year history. Since then, thousands of Gazans have been killed and two-thirds of the population made homeless by a relentless Israeli military campaign. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election team on Monday said former President Donald Trump had embraced the language of Nazi German dictator Adolf Hitler by using the word vermin to refer